When would the kingdom be fulfilled? He says, when the time of the Gentiles is fulfilled. God's timing is something that the best Rolex watch in America can't keep up with. And for us who are Christians, for us who are saved, when all of these things come into our life, we don't understand them. We wish they weren't here. Trust me, people, last Sunday, I broke a commandment because of all this. It turned my life around. I knew on Sunday afternoons, on the seventh day, God created the Sunday afternoon nap. But because of this in my life, I couldn't focus on what I want to do. I couldn't focus on relaxation. Because I had to go through seasons. And we all have to go through those seasons. And I kept questioning, why, God? Why would this happen? Why? I don't understand. And then I sat down to read the Bible, which is always a good place if you don't understand to go to. And even if you do understand, it's the place to go to. And I read a verse from Romans. Paul was a genius at times. He could say things that, I think he wrote things that he knew I needed to hear or I wanted to hear. Sometimes I feel like he wrote to me and he said, we know that all things, that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. It's back to purpose. In the middle of a tragedy, God can take that tragedy and it can fulfill His purpose. I don't know what His purpose is. I wish I did. He has made everything beautiful in its time. And we don't always understand the beauty that God has put in tragic and horrific events in our lives. We miss it. We just sometimes we don't grasp it. It's hard to sit back and look at the events of 9/11. And we all saw them. That's probably the one day in our life we all know where we were that morning. And it's hard to look and see maybe God had a purpose that's coming out of this. I'm not saying God sent the airplanes. I'm saying that in the midst of this trouble, in the midst of these trials that we go through, God can use those trials. He can use these horrific tragedies, and they can serve His purpose. He can get His good to come through what we see as the worst of possible events. The problem is, we don't see the big picture. We're looking down here. We can't see the forest. The trees are in the way. We're worrying about this detail and that detail and everything to block us up from seeing the big picture. God, who is above, He sees it all. He sees it all transpire. He sees it all open up before Him. I don't know why bad things happen to good people, but I know they happen because of Genesis 3. I know because sin is in our world, they happen. I don't know. I can't wrap my mind around why somebody, why these things happen. Because my mind is finite. And of course, it's been called a pea brain mentality before. Not just by y'all. But I can't grasp these concepts of why these things happen. But they do. I I don't know why cancer takes people's lives. But it does. And it's going to continue, and if it wasn't cancer, something else would take it. But through all of these tragedies, through all of these events, if we stop looking at the trees and look at the forest, maybe we can begin to see God's purpose. Last week, when I left here, a young man who's a very good friend of mine was murdered. This was a young man who, if I've ever seen a young man who had a heart after God, he did. This was a young man who not only believed, he not only read the book, he not only knew what the book said, but this was a young man who tried to live it as best he could. He was passionate about causes of Christianity. He was passionate about abortion rights. He knew that in the womb a baby was a person. But not only did he have feelings about these rights, these issues, and not only did he have feelings about Christianity, he wasn't afraid to stand up and say it. He wasn't afraid to tell you he loved Jesus Christ. He wasn't afraid to tell you, if somebody drops a house on me, I'll be in heaven. Whatever the circumstances, he could see Christ in it. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers," of which this young man was one. Because he wanted to bring everybody into the house of God. He was studying to be a youth and family minister. Is that right? Did I get it right? Okay. I thought I'd messed it up. To work with our kids. So many of our kids today need that. It's as bad as we do. We just need older folks to tell us. But what was his goal? But he was passionate that he wanted to see the gospel in other lands, in other worlds, in other countries. And that one day, he would do that on foreign soil. That he would preach the gospel to, or work in some kind of ministry, mission ministry. I hearken back to Stephen, because when Stephen was stoned, the Jews fled. I can't say how much blame them, but they did. The Christians ran. They left Jerusalem except for the apostles. And when they left, they took something out with them. They took the gospel. And when this young man died last week, his cause has been heard in other lands. What happened to him? I personally have gotten emails from China, from the Soviet Union, from off of my website. And I know that there are many other countries that have heard what happened to this young man. But when they've heard what happened to him, they've also heard the life he lived, and how he was passionate about his beliefs in Jesus Christ. You see, God has a timing, and God has a purpose, and we don't understand it because we're bogged down in trees. We're looking at trees, and we're not looking at the big picture. The trees are blocking us. We're worrying about this, and we're worrying about that. This young man's story has been told. in other lands. In death, he has witnessed Jesus Christ to other countries. Is that a purpose? I don't know. I don't understand all the mysteries of God. But I do understand that a good young man, even in death, has witnessed for the love of Jesus Christ. And if he can do it in death, by God, I can do it in life.